morning, Lee.
You're about to talk about Arena Fun Gas Expansion.
Yeah, that's it. So some of you might have heard about the mind-boggling decision to change Arena's mandate to fund gas expansion. All this policy stuff can be a little bit confusing.
So firstly, what is Arena and what does it stand for?
Yeah, that's a good question. So Arena stands for Australian Renewable Energy Agency. They were established in 2012 with the sole purpose of improving the competitiveness of renewable energy technologies through innovation. Sounds good, doesn't it?
It does.
Which is essentially funding projects that normally would struggle to gain finance through more traditional financial institutions because they just don't have the expertise to judge these projects on their merits. These loans are paid back and Arena is actually making a profit for Australians.
So let's look at the name Australian Renewable Energy Agency, and would say the word renewable is pretty much a pivot point of the title.
Yeah, renewable is the sort of centrepiece there, but gas isn't renewable. It can only be burnt once. It isn't clean. It isn't. It's still part of a major part of the greenhouse emission problem. Fracking for gas destroys water tables, uses billions of litres of water in a country devoid of billions of litres of excess water. Having Arena now fund gas expansion projects is like putting heart foundation ticks on a double whammy burger with all the trimmings.
So what do we need to expand our gas?
Well, Lee, we don't. It's dumb. We actually produce enough gas to meet our needs around 100 times over, but we ship it all overseas without leaving enough to meet our domestic supply. Domestic gas prices has risen by a factor of 5 over the last few years, which is, that means it's not a cheap energy source.
No, that's right, and there's big exporters of gas, isn't there?
That's right. You would have heard of Qatar. They don't have the World Cup soon, Lee.
Yep.
Look, they're exporters of gas just like us, and their exports are worth $26.6 billion per year for that country. We export more gas, and it's only worth $600 million to Australia.
So not only are we sending all our gas offshore, but we're also giving it away, aren't we?
That's right. We're giving it away to the point it's actually cheaper to import our own gas back than buy from a local supply. In simple figures, for every $1 Australia receives for a unit of gas, Qatar receives $43. It's the same product, sold to the same markets.
Gee, they're doing pretty well out of that, aren't they?
Well, they are. But we're not. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Look, Arena needs to be left alone to help continue on to roll out these big-ticket renewable energy projects, including big batteries, more robust transmission systems, pumped hydro, back-end infrastructure. Look, it's all the stuff we need to transition to 100% renewable. While the naysayers say it cannot be done, us Tasmanians, because we're pretty clever, have been living the renewable energy lifestyle through hydroelectricity for years, decades. So we know what is achievable. Let the experts in the industry keep doing their thing and leave these ideological political thought bubbles out of the scenario.
Adrian, those listening this morning are sick of the endless energy debate or just sick of big power bills, and who isn't? You don't have the power to make a difference to the situation. You can tell us more. What do we need to do?
Well, you do have the power. The power is really in everyone's hands out there. They can go solar. Not just any solar, but solar systems designed by Tasmania's leading solar design and installation company, and that's DMS Energy. We design systems to suit your actual needs and budget. DMS Energy design and install solar systems that we have hand-picked the components from the solar panels all the way down to the roof screws. So we know what's going to last a distance in Tassie's harsh conditions.
And it's designed to resist all the wind, the salts and early morning frosts and anything that Mother Nature can throw at it.
That's right. You know, we're stuck on this beautiful island surrounded by wild seas and it can get a bit rough. We've really put a lot of thought into the products we put on people's roofs and how we do it. So DMS Energy, we're basically Tasmanians looking after Tasmanians in the solar and electrical business for the last 13 years.
And at DMS Energy, you're Tasmania's leading LG solar dealers, aren't you?
Here we are, and we're also QCell partners and SolarEdge trusted installers and service agents. The big brands come to us for the same reasons our customers do. Reliable, honest and knowledgeable. You're in safe hands with us, Lee.
Absolutely. And where do we find you, Adrian?
You'll find us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton. Or you can even jump on Facebook and just look for DMS Energy or our website, which is all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au. Or even better, give us a call on 1300 502 599 and we'd love to speak to you.
Arrange a time to head into the showroom, and you do travel right across the northwest too.
We do. We cover all the way across the northwest, all the way through down to Launceston.
Adrian Luke from DMS Energy for this week's Power Savers. More of the same again next Monday. Enjoy your day, enjoy your week, mate.
Thanks.